2007, Bannatyne Fitness acquired a chain of health clubs from Hilton Hotels for £92 million. 2007, the Sunday Times Rich List estimated my wealth at £200 million. 2008, I founded the Bannatyne Charitable Trust to support causes close to my heart. 2008, the Sunday Times Rich List estimated my wealth at £310 million. When I give speeches, there's usually a question and answer session afterwards. And virtually every time, someone stands up and says, "It's okay for you to say that anyone can make a million, but I can't do it because." The truth is, you'll come across all sorts of hurdles when starting a business. Before we deal with the real problems you'll face, I want to eliminate the imaginary ones. I don't have the time. When people tell me this, I ask them what they watched on TV last night. The simplest way to get more time in your life is to get rid of your TV. Sell it, and use the money to help get your business off the ground. You can always buy a bigger TV when you start making money. Ask yourself this. When you're on your deathbed, are you going to wish you'd watched more TV? Thought not, but you might well wish you'd made more of your life. If you're still having trouble finding time, try keeping a detailed diary of your life for just 1 week. Make a note of everything you do, hour by hour. Find out how much time you spend commuting, shopping, or ferrying the kids around, and then see what you can ditch. Supermarkets deliver these days, so that saves a couple of hours. Perhaps your kids could walk to their karate class. That might give you another hour. And do you really need to mow the lawn every week? Does it matter if your house isn't as clean as it used to be? Look at all your commitments. Perhaps you've taken on some extra responsibilities at work, or you're involved in the PTA or the Residents Association, and see which you can step back from. If you really want to start a business, you'll find the time. I don't have any money. There is a myth that starting a business costs a lot of money. Some businesses do, but most first-time entrepreneurs I know invested less than £10,000 in their first venture. I started my first business by buying a second-hand ice cream van for £450. I spent another £50 on stock and started selling ice creams. If you can start your first business on a shoestring, you build up credibility with banks and investors for your next venture. Costs in any startup venture can be kept to a minimum by hard work. If you only need a few thousand quid to get off the mark, then perhaps you can do a bit of overtime and stockpile some cash. A second job can really increase your ability to save, as not only are you earning more, but you're going out less. And you probably have gadgets, books, CDs, even cars, that you can sell on eBay to raise a bit of cash. Homeowners are usually able to extend their mortgages, and adding an extra £10,000 to your home loan, at 7%, on an interest-only basis, would only set you back £58 a month. Unsecured personal loans of up to £25,000 are offered by most lenders, if you've got a good credit rating. If you haven't, you might have to pay a higher interest rate, or borrow less, but you'll still have access to loans. My back was against the wall when I opened my first nursing home, and I borrowed an additional £30,000 on credit cards, probably £90,000 in today's money, and juggled until I could make the payments. This should be your last resort, but if you really believe in your business, and crucially, if you really believe in your figures, then you should feel confident borrowing against future profits. I can't afford a drop in salary. For most people, the thought of leaving behind a regular salary for a career where the returns can't be guaranteed is unnerving. That's understandable. But people don't realize how insecure their current jobs are to start with. Between March and June 2007, 120,000 people were made redundant in the UK, according to the Office of National Statistics. That's in just 3 months. With many more people employed casually, or on a contract basis than ever before, increasing numbers of Britons are realizing just how fragile employment can be. However, there is an upside. With a payoff in their pocket, workers who are made redundant are often in an excellent position to strike out on their own. If you really want job security, then the best way to get it is to acquire the skills and acumen that will see your earning power survive downturns in the economy, outsourcing overseas, or a technological innovation that leaves you surplus to requirements. The best way I know of doing that is by understanding how businesses are run and obtaining the skills to steer them through the tough times. Nothing teaches you how to adapt to change like starting a business. What people often fail to ask themselves is, can I afford not to take a drop in salary? I don't have the experience. Neither did I. Neither did Alan Sugar, or Gordon Ramsay, or most of the Dragons. You very rarely go from starting your first business to becoming incredibly wealthy in a few years. Most entrepreneurs have started a series of businesses, some of which will have flopped before they started the one that made them a fortune. You can only really learn about business by being in business. So get out there, discover the skills you'll need to make a success, and put a couple of years' experience in the bank. You'll grow in confidence, and the time will come when you'll be capable of making a success of any business. Case study. Name, Alexander Amosu. Age, 32. Job, CEO, Amosu Luxury Limited. Qualifications, 4 GCSEs. Left university in final year. www.amosu.co.uk. I started my first proper business when I was 19, but I was making money long before that. I've always said that if you dropped me in the middle of Kazakhstan with nothing in my pockets, I could find a way of making money within a couple of hours. At 14, I organized a five-a-side football competition at school. I never got picked to play, so I thought if I started my own competition, I could make sure I got a game. I went to the headmistress and told her what I wanted to do. When she gave her okay, I went to the school library and photocopied some flyers that said we wanted to find out who the best players were. It was £5 per player to enter, and a minimum of 7 players per team. I then went out and bought some medallions for £2, a trophy for £5, and persuaded the canteen manager to use the leftover